Low Cash is back.
Yeah, we are.
This is our 100th episode. Y'all know that, right?
For real?
Sound the cannons.
100.
I wish we had a real gun. I just thought, nah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Like, what other shows ain't made it 100 episodes?
It's a lot of people ain't done that.
Homeboys in Outer Space.
Homeboys in Outer Space.
Cleveland Show.
Cleveland Show. Just got canceled.
It is.
Cleveland didn't make 100.
Just got a canceled.
I know
got
it
canceled.
Got canceled. I didn't know. I thought it at least would have made 100.
It just got canceled.
Shit, S.H.I.E.L.D. ain't going to make 100.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ain't going to make it through 12.
The new Knight Rider.
Did that only make like a pilot?
No, that came on television before.
No, he told me it was just a movie pilot. That was it.
Right, like,
it was a television show where they tried to make Knight Rider a Mustang instead of a you know, a Trans Am.
Yeah.
What about the show?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, a new
Knight
Rider.
Who played David Hasselhoff? Right?
I don't know. Yeah. They didn't make it. They didn't make it. They didn't make it. So,
they didn't make it. I'm trying. Yeah. Who else didn't make it? Where he's like, they might have made it.
We thought like
100 episodes.
100 episodes.
That's about 30 episodes. So you're basically saying 3 seasons.
XFL
didn't make it 100 episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
Was that football league? Mm-hmm.
Slam ball,
right? I didn't even want to watch that shit for no 100 times, man. There's people jumping on
the trampoline.
It was
cool the first thing. Y'all know who was on there, though?
Oh.
That's an actor that's famous, though, right now.
Who?
What's the dude?
This is before he was famous?
Yeah, this is when he was, like, the main dude on there. If you go, you can go back and look at it. What's homeboy, the dark-skinned big dude that played on here? Everybody hate Chris the Dad.
Terry Crews
was on there on Slam Ball.
Hey, that's a big nigga to be flying out on the trampoline.
Yeah, he was on Slam Ball.
Straight up.
Yeah. He was, like, the dude in the middle, you know, that was always, like, the one
keeper?
Trying to block people. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was him.
Yeah,
he was on Slam Ball. He was on Slam Ball. That's his
I
first
know that.
Thing in the acting when he could move to L.A.
I didn't even know that dealt with acting. I thought you was just niggas signing up to jump on trampolines.
Right.
You got to cut checks somehow.
Yeah,
you jump on a trampoline?
Shit,
how good are you actually jumping on a trampoline?
I can jump on a trampoline.
I could go and sign up for that shit. I didn't know. I thought it was like niggas that had teams. That was
are
in
you
the
super? Are you really good, though? I'm good. I'm telling you. I swear to God, I'm good on the trampoline.
Let me see. What else? Who else has made it 100 episodes?
Dude, I know the Simpsons has. Simpsons been way better.
Oh, Simpsons made
1,000. Yeah.
Yeah, Simpsons way better. So we trying to get that Simpsons episode. That's what we want. We want the Simpsons money, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so keep donating to the Joel Osteen fund at straightolc.podbean.com. Hit us up with iTunes reviews. Those always help out and move up. We moving up on iTunes even. They had us featured on the front of iTunes 2 days ago.
Really?
For real?
Yeah, for up-and-coming fast shows or whatever. You know, it was us and 4 white shows.
Straight up?
Yeah.
Token.
So we did good, man. Hey, how are ya? Dang right. I'm going to fit in. I got to find my way to fit in, dude. Like, when I say this, though. When I get around white people, this is how I laugh. I do that side. Like, yeah, I'm saying, like, not all white people. Not all white folks, but, like, ones I know got money. Because, like, if you got.
That's a light laugh.
You have to, because, like, what I found out is that bring, like, you know, money towards your way. You know what I'm saying? So what are you doing with your career? I'm like, oh, man, I don't tell them I'm performing at, like, little hood spots with they sell Long Islands and shit like that. I'll be like, oh, yeah. Man, I just did a show with Tommy Davidson. I always revert back to the Tommy Davidson show. Just because, like, you know, he's pretty crossover,
you
know?
You can talk about the Kevin Hart joint. You can.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely use that. I performed with Kevin Hart, which I did, but it was some years back. But still, I'm going to use it like it was last week. Yeah,
like, just like your resume.
Yeah, just finished with Kevin Hart, man. Just, So, nah, man. We're having fun, brother.
We got some couple more iTunes reviews to read. This podcast is one of the funniest things I have heard in, like, ever. Javon, with that Emmanuel Lewis reference in the Black and Mild, had me sold on this show.
Emmanuel Lewis story.
I might turn it into a joke.
Dude, you got to.
I'm saying, like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to flip it. Everybody
I mean, anybody that knows has listened, though. Explain the joke again and what you said happened to Manny Lewis.
I'm saying, I don't know. Okay, I was just saying how.
can he do it again? Can he put his man on the spot?
because some people may just be listening now because they keep on hearing us talk about that email.
I'm just saying how, you know, when you see somebody you like knew from childhood, man, you get overwhelmed. And I was in a club in Miami. And, you know, like I said, I ended up seeing Emmanuel Lewis, Webster. That's what everybody call him, Webster. you know, I see him. I'm like, oh, my God. That's Emmanuel Lewis. That's Webster. So I go there and I picked him up like a Chucky doll. And then, like.
Picked him up for real.
Hey, like, but I'm saying he was a little bit more heavier than what I thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, I'd probably say he he felt like I was picking up like if you picked up like a barbecue pit, like a grill. Hey, like a well, it would look cold at the like that. You know, he was dangling. He was dangling. Like, he was like, man, put me down. I'm like, hold on.
He said, hold on.
I said, hold on. Let me get this hug off. So
get this hug off.
Yeah. So he was like, at the time, I think he was like a black and mild, a sweatshirt sweet. But he was like, man, put me down. I was like, hold on. And then he just, bow. He put that mug out on my neck. So I dropped him. When I dropped him, he had rolled. Like, I think he had some dress shoes, the one that came off. And like, he had rolled and he jumped up. He like, hey, man, don't you ever put your motherfucking hands on me like that again.
Yo, what if you got any of those to really do that as a sketch, though? Like, for real, though, with
that
you. That should be
stupid
funny,
dog.
And had the cussing and everything. You've been out there to me again, motherfucker.
Did you ever? How long ago was it?
Miami, like, that was about 5 years ago.
Yeah, still alive.
Damn, man, that fucked up. He's still alive. You know, a lot of child stars do be dying.
He said he do be dying.
Gary Coleman died, right?
Yeah, Gary Coleman died.
Yeah. I know one of them short cats died.
Yeah, I think they said his girlfriend locked him in the glove compartment.
And he suffocated.
I ain't gonna say, I quit playing like that, man. That
was wrong.
It was something like that.
Hey, man, nah, I'm saying.
No, but it was some crazy, like his lady, though. His lady did some shady shit.
He didn't like him in the glove compartment.
I'm gonna kill you when I get up out of here. No, you're not.
He suffocated on that dude's insurance card.
I quit playing like that, man, because somebody's gonna get mad one day for real.
And they're gonna be really listening, like, Gary Coleman, my cousin.
Right.
Then they gave me his last $50.
I mean, that's my guy, brother.
Gary Coleman was more like a tall midget, though.
He would.
But I heard Emmanuel Lewis, though, straight up know, like jiu-jitsu and all kind of shit, though. Yeah. Like, you know, like, Jin Kudo, all kind of shit. Yeah, for real.
I don't know about that.
Why are you looking at me like, Javon? Like, you don't think he do?
I'm saying
I think he do. I feel like I see pictures.
You think you can whoop Emmanuel Lewis' ass if you know, like, 15 different disciplines?
Here we go.
I do.
He under 70.
No, I bet you got a height thing, though, too.
Huh?
I bet you got a height thing, too, that ain't no man in a certain height gonna whoop your ass.
Man, Lewis gotta be about 55.
I ain't man, but like this.
No, he probably late. He ain't that much older than us. He like late 30s, though, I think.
Yeah, he is older than us. He older than us.
I said he's like late 30s, I think.
Man, I think he was facts of life days, dude. Yeah, 40s. Yeah, he definitely
like,
in 40s.
Michael Jackson love child, man.
Yeah, man, he ain't no 30 nothing. He ain't nowhere. He probably, I'm gonna give him 43.
Probably the same age as Michael Jackson. 44.
No, he ain't the same as Michael Jackson.
No, nah, yeah, he definitely ain't no Michael Jackson.
Which y'all want to? I'm looking him up right now. How
I'm going to say 40. I'm going to say 45.
I'm going 50.
42. Ooh,
42?
52. He's 42. He's 4'3".
Damn. Yeah, well.
See, Muggsy Bowles had him all day.
Yeah, Muggsy, but he was like, man.
5'4".
Yeah, Manuel was a little smaller than, a little shorter than.
He said he knows all fighting styles.
He knows a whole bunch of fighting styles. I know like a lot of stuff. And, like they showing like weightlifting and stuff. He has a little weightlifting belt on and stuff and like the shirt.
Hey, Daryl trying to make it a joke.
No, I'm not trying to make it a joke.
Last time I saw a dude, he was fat.
Oh,
yeah, Manuel Lewis, 42.
Boy, you going to come in here one time and then going to lift this piano up and come out of this part of the piano. And be
like a strip out of birthday
like,
cake.
Yeah, motherfucker.
He's a fourth degree taekwondo. Black belt taekwondo.
And we fighting though.
Yeah, but he got to get that leg up to kick you though, huh?
I was going to say, that's a long way to kick up.
In a weight class or a height class?
drop you down.
Oh, he said he kick you in your knee and then you've been down and he piece you off.
You gonna fight a Thanksgiving turkey.
man, let's give a shout out to our sponsor though, Tweet Audio.
Yeah.
Go to tweetaudio.com. Put in the code SOLC. Get 33% off your headphones, free shipping, lifetime guarantee. So let's introduce our guest. This brother, man, wanna start one of the first websites, Four Pitches in St. Louis.
Yeah, he did.
Was having all the dope events.
Yep.
He got a lot to say. Every time I'm topping it up when he got a lot to say. Funny dude. Daniel of stonfire.com. Is it defunct or is it still there or what is it?
No, it's coming back. Really.
Oh, really?
It's still coming back? The app. It's going to be STL on Fire Radio.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
It's coming back in the spring for the app.
Okay, okay, okay. That's what's up. So it's coming back. stonfire.com is still there if y'all want to go check it out. You know, used to try to catch people up on pitches with chicks.
Oh. And did anybody ever hit y'all up and get mad and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Of course they did. Daryl Ferguson.
Daryl.
Straight up.
Yeah. Me? Yeah.
Don't put that one
that's
up.
That's in my story. He's like, hey, man, hey, picture number 12, man, you take that down for me?
Yep. Shoot, even gay dudes, they used to hit us up.
What do you mean, gay dudes? You used to hit y'all up?
They be like, yo, can you take that picture down with me and so-and-so? We be like, what?
It was you another dude?
Yeah.
Hold on. So you saying, but do you know they gay? Hold up.
Nah, they just
these undercover dudes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you? They say, "Oh yeah, I'm gay." To bring that down.
Nah, I mean
you just figure it out.
You just look at the picture. You'd be like,
it was hella compromising. It's a compromising
picture. Right, right, like, right. You all leaned up on the dude on his ear.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, Rams dude. Players.
You get that's
the second time I heard about Rams players.
Chris.
Wait, you said like you said Ram player being gay or Ram players being with other side chicks?
Nah, side chicks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's all I'm talking about the gay part.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's got to be gay people. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The percentage wise of what.
Right.
The crazy part was they would always pose for the picture, though.
Because you'd be drunk.
Right.
Not even that, but they probably be thinking, like, it might not make it. We made it.
Or you do something to mess it up, though, and smile like, oh, shit. Like, kazoo type.
I ain't that. Have I ever been caught up?
Straight posing in this side.
Oh, I definitely have been.
I think I might have been caught. No, because yeah.
He said yeah.
No, I mean, but it wasn't necessarily like no, because you know I say what's up to everybody. So.
Right. But I'm talking about like if somebody really like figure it out, they could figure it out that you was who you was fucking with.
With me, you would never know. I'm a sniper, so you never know. You know,
you'd be surprised when people like
you
pay attention
had
to pictures
a picture
like
with a bunch of people, and then it wasn't no big deal. But if you took that picture with that one chick
multiple times,
yeah,
at different events,
you start adding it up.
I swear to God, who the fuck? What the fuck? Wait a minute, you with the bitch with the bangs again?
Hey, this topic I did not put on the docket though, man. What's up with your boy Chris Brown? I saw before.
What did he go to jail for?
They jumped some dude and broke it, like, punched him in the jaw or something in D.C.
Well, they did. I mean, the thing though.
This happened yesterday. This Sunday, right?
Yeah, but I heard it was, I don't know the full story, but I heard it was Chris Brown's entourage.
Yeah.
But the thing is, right.
They arrested him too, though, right?
Yeah, if your entourage do something, and you are, like, they going to want to arrest Chris Brown. You did the shit? Chris Brown your friend?
Chris Brown, your friend, call him up. Where you at, man? I'm in San Diego. Hey, man, they want you in D.C.
The police pick up the phone. Give me the phone. Chris, now you under arrest, man, because your friends up.
Through the phone.
Your friends up, man. Nah, for real.
Like, you got to put your own handcuffs on and shit.
Hey, man, my daughter love you, but for real, you got to come up here. Get on the airplane here, right here. We close to Chocolate City, man. My daughter love you, like I said. If you come here, man, we ain't gonna arrest you, but I do want you to take a picture, man, for my daughter.
And hold her picture up.
Yeah. Police be trying to set people up, man. But I heard Chris Brown didn't do anything, which I don't believe. I think he probably, of course, your partner's fighting it. That's your security, most likely gonna be.
Get him! Get that nigga! Get that nigga! You know that's how it be.
I'm sure
Chris Brown don't do shit. The whole fight in the last one, he kicked that nigga in the ankle. And that's what the police see.
Yeah, but that's how it is when you a celeb. When you
and he already on some shit though, man. As soon as the fight jump off, you should just pop back.
Yeah. But they said from what I heard, it was his entourage. That's what I heard. It was entourage. It wasn't him. But with it being his entourage, you know, you still gonna have people that associate. When they hear, you know how they say a rumor. You hear one dot, and by the time we get over here, it'd be different. So somebody might have heard. Oh, this is entourage. It was who entourage? Chris Brown. Oh, Chris Brown is entourage. Jumped on somebody. Boom. Then he hit the pass on that person.
I heard Chris Brown body slapped him.
Yeah.
With his entourage.
Then Chris Brown, he was in the gas and did dance moves over his body. Like all of a sudden, it's a whole look. But I heard he did that one. The song "It's All Right" on the vision. He did all the moves from that video on this nigga. Man did a flip. His hat didn't even come off. Like people make stuff up, like just cause they can, man.
But it's the thing though. You need to have licensed security with you that better get that situation together. Because they got license, they got insurance, they got all these different things to take care of.
Yeah.
You can't have your homeboys beating up people like, hey, you want to wear security for me, Javon?
But my security is going to be people from here that I know. You know what
right, but they're going to be licensed and bonded and all that stuff. It ain't going to be just your homeboy. It may be your homeboy you cool with, but he got all the right.
Right. It ain't going to be like, no, hey, man, what you doing tomorrow? You want to go to Paris with me and just be security? Like, nah, I need you to be trained in Paris-style fighting. I don't know what they do in Paris, but be trained. You know what I'm saying? So
I had a wild year though.
Yeah.
He just had a season like 2 months ago.
Yeah, and he was talking about quitting music and shit like a few months back too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think people like Chris, for real, he had a point in his life. He just need to just for real go off.
And go off for like go away for like 3 years.
Yeah, I'm not even 3 years, but like maybe just go off, man, take yourself a vacay. and like I'm being for real, like go like to Africa or somewhere. I'm being for real,
like on some spiritual shit.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
yourself
I
together.
Got all like I left out, going to the Honduras and stuff. Like go off somewhere
I
where
knew
you
gonna
can
say that because the TLC movie just came out.
Well, we talked about it last week.
What I'm saying, going off, but like sometimes doing it. Like if I could do that right now, I would do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got the money to do that shit.
But you
like,
gonna get that purity of just that chilling.
Yeah, man, just go out like okay, Dave Chappelle did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Go to Africa and go like just kinda go somewhere, man, where it's not everything is focused on you. Like you go to Africa or something. They know who he is and shit. They might be a little happy to see him, but
ain't gonna be no paparazzi. It might be a couple of kids like, hey Chris, can you sign my basketball?
Exactly, man. So yeah, I think Chris Brown just need to go off and have a huge vacay and just do it like that, man. For real. I think he's a very talented dude though. Very talented dude.
You said what? You said what now?
They need to stay off Rihanna timeline.
So is he still on her timeline?
That's where everything cracked off. But whatever.
So they be together, not together. And they go at each other on Twitter.
Yeah. They be like subliminal shit they be doing.
Yeah.
It be like real. Like Rihanna might put something up like, I got fans and whatever. You got Chris Brown boy posted something, and then Rihanna replied to his boy with a subliminal. I'm like,
she replied at him, like added to him.
No,
like,
she didn't add him. She like his boy was specifically what his boy said. Rihanna
took it somewhere,
and then she said something else like, but you, she was blatant. It wasn't no question.
It was like, almost like she took his words on and just rechanged them or something.
Yeah, and like stated what he said, but made hers bigger. Like, if it was like, yeah, we at this theater performing. Rihanna was like, you know, well, I'm at an arena performing in front of all
in Montreal.
Yeah, something like that. You know. So that's how it was. But you can look it up. I forgot what all went down. But, yeah, man, Rihanna.
Maybe they need to stay away from each other, too, though.
Yeah.
Kind of like Oprah.
Yeah, they do, though.
Just break it up. Just you go that way, you go that way.
Shoot, if Oprah said it, I would. I'd be like, just pay for my apartment. 2 years. I'll stay away from her.
So, man, we got this segment before. The segment's going to be hip-hop gone wrong.
Yeah,
the
man.
The real Rick Ross is coming at Rick Ross for real, for real. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's coming at him, and then he came at Jay-Z about some comments I guess Jay-Z said about him, too. So, Rick Ross. And he might win this case, though, real talk, about that name.
I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You can't take somebody real actual name, no, though. It's not like you created it.
But it's so many Rick Rosses, though.
But, no, you can't take somebody's likeness and their name, though. That's like.
Nobody knew who he was, though.
Nobody knew who was Rick Ross.
People knew who Rick Ross
was. Everybody knew who Rick Ross was. He was like,
dude, he was Rick notoriously Ross, known in California.
Like,
stuff.
I mean, he's like drugs. He's like one of those guys like Rick Ross, Larry Hoover, Tookie. Like,
yeah.
Everybody knew like these guys hustle. They solidify. They set the base for people to live.
So you saying if he was like, on the case, you wouldn't give him the money?
No, I think he went about the wrong way. Instead of like going at Rick Ross like he stole my name, I think he could have popped more off of like embracing it more. You know.
What do you mean?
Being on the road with him and
stuff.
Rick Ross said he didn't owe him nothing. Rick Ross, he tried to like, hey, what's up? You know, use my name and shit. Rick Ross like, oh no, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? You stay in jail. You know what I'm saying? And we do what we do.
See
out
before,
here.
Man. See before.
Yeah, he got, and that's another thing too. He was calling himself Freeway Ricky. You know what I'm saying? Like, you taking everything this man, you know, all the little shit that surrounded him. It was like Rick Ross.
Freeway, Philadelphia Freeway.
Yeah, Freeway Ricky Ross.
But
I get it a little bit more though with the freeway because this is Freeway. You know what I'm saying? He got his name. This freeway. You took his government name. His government name, not his nickname.
His government name. Yeah.
That's like somebody being called Javon Bibbs though, and it's doing comedy.
Dude, I'd be like, dude, like for real, like.
And then got his name, everything, like, and doing his stuff, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I'm from St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, I grew up on Lillian.
Dude, I'll be like, come on, man, like, you got to at least give me $20 or something, you know, you going to take my real name?
Yeah, but I'm going to read something. He said some stuff about Jay-Z, too. I guess Jay-Z said something about Rick Ross, too. And we're going to get into Jay-Z more, though, with this whole Barney situation in a second. Let me read these comments. I don't know why it's still slow coming up. Yeah, he took his beer too.
Beard.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can scroll down a little bit then, Rim. I'm gonna read this. He says, he says he thinks Jay-Z, he thinks that Rick Ross is financed by the police to do what he's doing. The police's union to do what he's doing.
Nah, I don't know about that part.
He called, he said in his interview with the magazine, which Rick Ross referred to as corny, the book that he commented on his drug dealing past and witnessed the impact of drugs. He said he's corny, that Jay-Z was corny. He said, I'm just out here pounding the concrete. I just left Orlando. I was just in Detroit hitting these high schools. I really letting them know about these dudes who are out here faking, talking about my they so dope, and they read that shit, and it's so corny. I just railed an airplane the other day. Scroll down a little bit, real. Vanity Fair, day that the Vanity Fair with Jay-Z in it, talking about he sold crack. I was reading it. It was so corny. These dudes just don't keep it 100. They was good boys. They went to school, and they got college degrees, and somebody gave them a good job, you know? And they doing it all right now. They doing all right now. Everybody want to be D-boys, but they don't carry it like D-boys. They don't have D-boy stories.
Oh, it just sound like a hater to me. It's like
I see a little hate and a
little
realism.
I see a little hate and a little hate and little realism. I'm with you on this, Javon. I see a little bit of both.
Because, like, with him, I mean, I guess he said they don't have D-boy story. Everybody D-boy. Everybody's story in general ain't going to be the same. So,
yeah.
For real, I mean, for him to say that about Jay-Z, I mean, as far as from what I know and what I, like, I think Jay-Z would have been put out there as a fraud by now if that were the case. Like, how Rick Ross was, people say, oh, Rick Ross ain't never done this. I done heard a lot of people say that about Jeezy before. I don't know for sure, but I'm just saying you never really hear anybody coming forward about Jay-Z saying
But Jay-Z ain't never, like, make yourself like some big kingpin. I even heard him say that if you worked at McDonald's full time, you probably still make the same amount of money selling crack. So
yeah,
that's
Freakonomics. I love it. This is basic Freakonomics. It's basically the same book. It says the amount of time you spend out there for the crack and like the hours and like with the compensation. And it was like another breakdown of like the threat.
Right.
It is equal to you working minimum wage at McDonald's.
For real.
Like selling dope is equal. Unless you on when you're on a street level.
But I mean, I still feel like what the original Rick Ross is saying, it has a lot of validity to it because it's like if they over here idolizing and talking about what they did, you know, and trying to and glorifying it, and you were the biggest of all time of what they doing, it would seem kind of corny. It's like if you that's like you talking about, yeah, nigga, I can hoop, I'm a baller out here, I'm out here, I'm a street legend, and then LeBron's like, no, nigga, you corny. You know what I mean? Like, is it? It's like you ain't really played on. You ain't really done none on a major stage, but.
I guess it would be. I think a better example would be LeBron versus somebody like a street legend that was like balling that was on the street though.
Right. We're doing that from Chicago.
That's what I'm saying. That's right. Exactly. But you.
No, but LeBron would be more like the Jay-Z though because he actually made the pros.
Right.
And other dudes a street legend like everybody be like, dude, he could beat LeBron. I'm telling you, back in the
no,
day.
No. Well, you're taking it from a different angle as far as like respect. I'm saying what was actually done. Like if Jay-Z's only moved like an ounce of crack, it's like, yeah, I used to move weight. And that's in part of his every song, but he's only done it once. If Freeway did it and Rick Ross did it for like
10 years,
then it's like, dude, you corny to me. But I think the problem is that Ricky's saying that they over here glorifying it. And then on top of that, people are paying them, the same people who glorified it, to come talk to their kids about, you know, maybe not doing drugs or whatever. He said, here I am. I'm the real deal. I just got out the pen. And, you know, I can't go nowhere near the White House.
You're like, damn, I should have started rapping. Basically, when it comes down to it, I should have been a rapper.
Real talk, though. Freeway Ricky Ross, his story is some real ass shit, though. Like, if you ever go through his story, like, all
if
this
I
shit.
Was Rick Ross, the rapper,
I would Ricky Rose. That. Let's say Ricky Rose.
If I was Ricky Rose, the rapper, I probably would have reached out to Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
on some real shit,
put some money on his books or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just someone when he get out, be like,
video or something.
Yeah, or either just say like, this the man that inspired me, or just, you know, I would even go forward to say it. This
to
the
move
man
that
inspired
me. But that's what I was talking about. I think he burned the bridge when he came out hating on him. Instead, I think they could have did something.
But
together.
I'm telling you, I've heard that Ricky Rose reached out to him like, hey man, just, you know, what's going on? Would you use my name? And Rose is quick to be like, no, we got this. You see how he did with the folks?
With the folks,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a boss. You
no,
know what I'm saying?
Ain't no checks get cut.
Checks got cut, I think.
What? You know them
I think you know Rick Ross cut a check.
You ain't seen no more videos, have you?
No. And he was quiet for like 4 or 5 months. He ain't even go out and do nothing.
Putting the crowd was at a liability, though.
With the crowd?
Yeah, like if he would have went to Chicago and did a show.
Yeah, and it wasn't just Chicago. They had like Alabama, North Carolina. There was a couple of cities where they was like, yo, we own you.
And
show
the thing
up.
Is, like, when you get on your tour bus, your tour bus has to leave. It ain't gonna just
right.
be there all night or nothing. Yo, too, it's gonna come a point in time where they know, like, people know exactly your movements when you come into town and stuff like that. And like they said, there's a lot of them guys who got money, so they could have booked him for an event and then set him up. So
like they did with Biggie with
E-40. Yeah, I remember that. Yep. So it could have been that, but I'm glad it didn't make. You know, Ricky Hip-hop Rose is definitely a talented dude, man. But I just say in this case, if I were him, I would have reached out to at least Rick Ross and been like, "Hey, man, you know, definitely you inspire me and stuff like that." So I want to know, you know, if you come and hang out with me, man, I kick you down, help you out, and you know, get you back on your feet.
But if you're the real Rick Ross, and you come out and you like, "I'm the one who was selling drugs. I was really out here." You just exposed yourself as a drug dealer. So now what you do? You know, you pretty much got to.
No, I mean, I think if that's in your past, you done did your time. Like, yeah, I did it. But now we on the music shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be creative. He could have used that as a way for him to, like, project to the younger crowd, too. Because, you know, there's a lot of young guys that listen to Rick Ross. So, Freeway Ricky, I mean, the real Rick Ross, he could have, you know, kind of been behind the scenes on some, he raps about it and stuff like that. But y'all all know you do that shit, you go into jail. And, you know, this, that, and the other. So, he could have been on the team preaching.
So we can go into Jay-Z situation with Barney's. The Barney's situation with the two people. There was two people that did now. Yeah. They could, a girl with a $2,500 handbag and a dude with a $350 belt. Number one, how the fuck they? My name was like 20, 21 and shit.
Yeah, well, dude said he saved his money up. That's the young.
So you say your money up for a $350 belt.
Niggas do that, dog. Niggas do that.
He said
when is the last time you really, anybody even seen what belt you got on? When is the last time?
But you preach to the choir, dog. Like, we know the shit, but like, youngsters, like.
They strategically show the belt.
There was some dude that used to work where we work at. I mean, he don't make much money at all. At minimum wage. And I don't even know what the name of the fucking belt was. It was like, it's an H. That's all I know. It's a fucking gold H. And when we were flipping through Instagram, he said, "Yeah, man, that's it, such and such belt." I was like, "Oh, straight?" He said, "Nigga, that's easier. That's probably like a $550 belt." And I was like, "How the fuck you know?" He's like, "Oh, nigga, I went and purchased one last week." So I was like, "Man, get the fuck
dude,
out
that's
of
two,
here.
Like three of your checks."
Exactly. I was like, "Dude, get the fuck out of here." Whatever.
That flea market.
And then he came. But he one of those people who parents got money too. So, So I was like, I didn't believe him. And then next week, walked in.
$350 bill.
I was like, "So you just spent your whole check on a belt. Several checks.
Several checks on a
belt. One belt. Not even a church belt, just a belt."
Church belt.
Dude, I do think your priorities are all the way fucked up if you do that. Like, spend $500 on a belt. Nigga, my belt right now costs every bit of $15.
Right, well, bucks. Right.
From
maybe.
Marshalls or something.
JCPenney outlet.
Your belt don't do nothing unless your belt come with a Batman utility thing. If it came
with the smoke bombs on it and shit.
If it came with some shit like that. Now, if you told me, "Hey, man, I got this motherfucking belt.
I got the utility belt.
It got a satellite sensor on it. It got a thing right here. You press this, nigga, a bat kite just come out the air and swoop you up and take you and drop you off on top of a building." I'd be like, "Okay, I'll think about it," but I might be like, "Hey, dude, the bat kite, like, dude, got some shit I can hold on to so I don't fall off while I'm in the air. Yeah, man, you just put this shit on the belt." I'd be like, "All right,
I might go and get one of them.
Yeah, go and get it to me." But yeah, man, y'all crazy here out here buying a $5 belt.
But then the girl bought a $25 purse,
right,
from Barney's.
Need to be arrested anyway.
Did she get tackled?
Stupidity.
Well, they got her at the subway station. They got old boy just walking down the street.
So she really purchased it though.
Yeah, they both of them had the money because they thought they were being fraud with their debit cards, committing fraud. So the issue is with Jigga is that he's got a situation with Barney's. So they asked him, like, "Hey, what do you think about it?" Because they profiling black people. He was like, "Let me check on it."
Yeah, no. Nah, well, he did the right thing. He released a statement, though.
Yeah, he said, "I'm going to let me check on it and let
you know." No, he released a statement.
Another one.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
His statement said that with his dealings with Barney's, he said he get, from that particular store, he said he gets 10% of every sale from that store. 10% of every sale. He said that 10%. What? He was like, he get 30% of something like Barney sales. It's like
cause for charity or something too, ain't it?
Yeah, he said all that money goes to helping. It's some illness that people got, you know. So basically, what he's saying is like
sickle cell or something like that.
He said he not getting the money. This money going to charity, you know. Yeah. So and with all that being said, I'm not gonna pull out no charity money that's going to charity to help people out because of this situation going on. I'm sure he'll address it, but I feel him somewhat, man. But I think need to be addressed if they're being racially profiled, you know. But yeah, I mean, if I'm doing something for charity, that's different.
I mean, I'm kind of in between on it because I think it's It ain't Jay-Z. I ain't got to tell Jay-Z. I never want to tell no other man how to spend his money or how he's supposed to move his movements business-wise. But at the same time, though, I think people get the caught up in Jay-Z being this boss
right, mogul.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He a slave to the motherfucking system like anybody else out here, though. Don't get it twisted thinking he got all this. People think he got all this power. Like, Jay-Z is just his power. No, he's sitting there like, okay, you know what? Let me, you know, how I'm going to do this. And it ain't like he like, oh, shit, I just make the motherfucking move. He can't do that.
It's all everything. It's pretty much a game. I'm saying for real. Like, you got to know how to play the game. And the game being how to get to your next level of money and keep the money that you got. And Jay-Z, he pretty much mastered it to this point. Like, you know, dude is worth, what, $500 million.
Yeah.
It's like an astronomical amount.
I know Al Sharpton's supposed to meet with him tomorrow.
Oh, to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meet with the Barney's vice president.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you don't want to sit Reverend Al on your ass. Reverend Al got momentum, too, right now. He got his own show.
Who?
You fuck around Aaron Al. He got a daily show. He just fuck with you as daily.
Well, who do we have that says, like, Al Sharpton, he the type of dude, he's not afraid to be on television or nothing like that. Who do we have, like, next in line that is out here doing stuff like that, man? Speaking on, you know, right, black rights and just everybody rights.
Bill Murray.
Daryl Fryers and Corey Black.
Oh, okay.
Bill Murray.
They don't want me on there.
Bill Maher,
my man.
Oh, man. You talking about some younger though? You mean somebody?
Yeah, I mean
like
somebody
black?
Younger who? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would, yeah, black, young and black.
LeBron James.
Oh yeah, that's true. You said LeBron D. Wade.
LeBron D. Wade.
I mean, Kevin Powell. I guess you could put Kevin Powell.
Yeah, Kevin Powell. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you
can
put Kevin Powell in there, I guess. It's a couple of cats.
What's your boy?
Oh, Hill Harper.
Yeah,
Hill
Kevin kind of quiet with it though.
Yeah, he move and do his thing, but he ain't gonna be on.
I'm talking about somebody who just
out there.
What's the black chick from CNN?
Which one? Soledad Brown. I tell you one person that's up for sucker of the year as well. Keep us emailing that at straightoilc@gmail.com is Don Lemon. He has moved up to Ray J for sucker of the year award.
Because of this Adrian Peterson shit?
And on top of that, what he said before that, just a
about
month
the
ago.
Nigga sagging?
Yeah, the sagging is the part of the reason we get racism with it.
Talking about Adrian Peterson.
He ain't a good dad. He was an MIA dad, you know. He just found out. He saw all this shit. He didn't even find out until like 2 months ago.
That was my son.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. This kid was on the earth for 2 years.
Yeah, and he just found out 2 months ago.
That wasn't your son. You might have liked the kid a lot.
But he said that Adrian Peterson,
was an MIA dad.
He had 2 months.
And he's got six kids.
Are we moving into this topic?
Yeah, we can move. Let's move into it.
So that's what he's saying. It was that basically when he found out it was his kid, he said that he was really felt an urge to see him and try to bring him into, you know, make him part of his life. And what Don Lemon is saying is like, you had 2 months to see this kid.
First of all, he had training camp. This is during training camp. All this different stuff.
But he said you're a multi-million dollar dad. You can't fit one day in a 2 month.
Have y'all ever seen Hard Knocks with them training camps?
They get a day off though throughout the week.
I'm gonna say like this. Okay, 2 months is maybe, you know, sometimes you want to find the right time
too.
He could
have sent them out too.
Know she tripping. She might have been tripping. Like, no, you need to be here on Wednesday.
Like, did he really know that was his?
He just found out 2 months ago, like, literally.
Was it kind of like, you know, this?
I guess the good judgment piece is, like, if he is supposedly the baby daddy of these other
kids,
these other kids.
But he takes care of all them kids,
That's
though.
What I was going
to
ask.
But no, man, remember they were, like, saying, like, well, you got six kids by, like, four different women. He's supposed to be this bad dude. But then they went and somebody, Deadspin redid an article against Don Lemon showing that he pays all child support. He actually got his one chick in court for more visitation. So you got all this stuff documented he's doing that's taking care of all his kids.
Right.
And it was like this discrediting everything Don Lemon was saying bad about Adrian Peterson.
Right. Well, in that case, you can't. I mean, what Jay-Z say?
Numbers
don't lie. Women lie. Numbers don't. Yeah. So them numbers adding up on them dates and child support getting paid out and all that.
Yeah, he probably was looking at it like, damn, another kid. Shit.
Ooh. Like, I need 2 months to think about this.
Figure out how to move this money around real quick. They'd be like, he probably was negotiating with a little bitch. You only get $5,000 a month because I got $10,000, $15,000 coming out for four of the chicks.
Well, I just think with him, like, you know, you can't really say, Okay, if you said 2 years or something, yeah, that 2 years.
2 months, though, man?
Two months, that's a long time. Yeah, if I find out I got a son, I'm going to go there. But I don't know. I don't, like you said, I don't know what situation was going on with him and his son, mama, anything. Like,
because the other dude thought it was his son for the whole 2 years. There was another guy that thought it was his son.
Yeah, he was raising him.
Yeah, raising him.
But that's what I'm saying. That goes into the question, though. Was he really raising him, though? Like,
he's what, the guy that killed him?
The guy who's saying. Yeah. So, like, he's saying it, and of course, you know, I can say that anything. Like, I can say that. I can say it just to say it. But like, who's vouching for him? Like, it could be somebody that come forward. Like, no, you wasn't raising him. It was plenty of time where I had to tell you.
I had that baby.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, it could have been all kind of other stuff going on. So we don't know if this other dude was really raising. But either way, this little kid was Adrian Peterson just found out it was his son, and you know he passed away, man. So. You know, you can't really dog this man out. You can't.
Yeah, Don Lemon's been on some sucker shit, man.
And hey, what did he say about sagging?
Yeah, he said that sagging was part of it was a long thing of 4 reasons why black people all fucked up and get racism thrown at them. Sagging, not littering.
Littering.
It was littering.
Littering?
Littering, with, like keeping your neighborhood clean at all times.
Him?
Yeah. Literally. And he's gay as well. And even when he came out gay, though, black people supported him and stuff. Because he came out gay when that whole stuff came out on Bishop Eddie Long.
Yeah. Right.
And people supported him.
Was that before Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper's been known to be gay for a while, but he just came out recently. But people had already kind of, everybody knew kind of he was gay.
Man, why they shave every black dude on TV mustache, man?
They make you, though. Like, they make you.
It's like Corbin Bernson, dog. It's Corbin
Bernson. It makes you laugh.
Makai Pfeiffer.
Have like this little smooth little mustache.
You
like just shave
it. If you're a black dude on prime time, they shave your stash.
That's Corbin America, man. That's CNN. They don't play with black dudes' faces, right?
But no, then he said loitering, not loitering, littering, sagging pants, having multiple kids, or maybe like without being married, or not being married was it, and having kids. And I forgot the last one. I can't remember the last one offhand.
He just, you know, be like, if that's the case, you can come up with a list of stereotypes on why white people are looked at, why Chinese people, you know, you can come up with a list of stereotypes. That don't make it true. You know, that don't make it true. So, but this thing with him, man, he need to look at himself in the mirror and go talk to his family members, man, because he done went too far from Earth right now.
Yeah.
For real.
All right, we finna go to break. We finna get to go to everybody's favorite segment.
Raw.
Oh, no. We got a couple of good ones that people submitted this week. So we'll be back. Straight out of Locash.
Damn.
Tender, precious, lovely one. Golden and kissed by the sun. Speaking gems fall from your tongue. The fire in me has begun. So bright, we are hope. You are light my eyes. Hold me close and feel me explode into a million sapphires. Eagles, dolphins in me. precious things you turned red. Leaves are begging trees to be shed to fall beside you. Words of shame to be said, and lips are craving to be fed. But it's not good enough for bread when you come through. I smelled your breath and it was sweet as berries and cream. My head went to my head like goodbye.
Chopping it up, talking a lot of shit, and everybody, you know, so you know what it is.
It's that time, man.
Explain to Daniel and some of my new listeners what Raw and Gnaw is all about.
Man, what I'm going to tell you is, man, this station is called Raw or Gnaw. Raw, would you say that's good or bad?
Oh, that's hot fire right there.
Okay. Gnaw, that just means Gnaw. Okay, so I'm going to tell you where it came from. I'm not sure if you heard where it came from. But Raw or Gnaw pretty much comes from, like, back in the day, we were all, you know, born like, you know, 80s babies, some 70s. But the thing is, around that time, condoms were not being used at all. They weren't being used. So
zero.
In order for it to be Raw was good because we are here because of Raw. If it were no Raw, it would be no us. So what I said was, like, back in the day, if our mothers would have pulled out a condom and said, here, I want you to try this, this something new, put this on, your father would have been like, ah, put what on? on his dick? No. No. It's either raw or no. Like I can't see myself putting it. What is that? What get a little bag? What kind of, is it a curl cap for my dick? Like your father don't know what your father would do, what a condom was back in the day. So it's either raw or no. And the or is in the middle for head. As if you don't want to do it for real, just get a little bit of head. And that was actually given to us by one of our listeners. Yeah.
Raw.
So raw is good. raw good. Or the middle. No, it's bad.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's just no sex.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just,
man.
I'm raw, not even going to try this.
But no, nah. Nowadays, though, you better use something.
Man, dude, I was hearing, I listened to a podcast, man. They were talking about, I guess, a girl was with a dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her, she was going in the military, went to get do his checkups and all that. And they called him, was like, hey, we really need you to come down here and check yourself out or whatever, though. And he's like, oh, I guess I didn't make it, so he didn't call him back. So they was like, no, for real, like, you really need to come down here. They went down there and told him he had AIDS, right?
Dang.
So the chick he was with, so he was like, came back, told her, she was like, fuck. So she went to get tested, didn't have AIDS. She had took some vaccine or something in college that was like for like AIDS prevention, like a test study in college.
For real?
And it fucking helped, and it fucking kept her from getting AIDS. But then, so she called the people that she ended up doing a study with, and they was like, oh, no, we couldn't use it because it was only effective in 66% of the people of like keeping them from like for a vaccine for AIDS. But basically, some part of an AIDS vaccine saved her from getting AIDS from her boyfriend.
Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah. Tripped out, ain't it?
Hey, you know, he probably was a little bit mad, too. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be by myself for the rest. Like, dude, he probably being selfish. Like, dude, you got a vaccine? You been, oh my God, I can't believe, I'm so deceived. Like, yeah, she got a vaccine. So you might as well go ahead and just jack off.
She probably not glad I needed the $50 that weekend.
Right.
Exactly. All right, I got an email I'm going to read real quick before we start, Raw. No, this is from Micah Akima. He says, this is the fourth time of me listening to Javon reading Slim Thugs. Rent. Priceless.
They had to read that, man.
Hey, man, dude, if you reread it, does it get just sitting there thinking about him talking?
Do you hear his voice in your head when you do it to yourself?
Man, right.
You hear it though, like, yeah. He's like, dude, when he said, God only always take care of a real nigga.
God always take care of real nigga.
You can hear him saying that, talking to somebody. Like, he having a conversation, like, dude, God always take care of a real nigga. Like,
it's the boss.
So what we got up first, we got KDL first on Raw. No, they got a song called KDL 504. It's called Goons and Goblins.
Oh. Yeah. Get them.
Nighttime, man.
We gonna always hit them niggas. Hit them hoes, hit the world. Know with that fire, yeah. Hit them with some of that. Give it up a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
One more, yeah.
Check it out, man.
Niggas better get the panic and sharks in the water. Hear dynamite, ask Jimmy Walker. Now as a whole, we looking at what the game offer. Rhythm and bullshit, and it's getting softer. Every other nigga feel as though we just...
Damn, real?
I'm with Rim. I'm with Rim. I'm pretty much a Rim on
didn't
that
even
one.
Get, didn't even get to the chorus.
I'm with Rim.
He lost me at niggas.
He said, oh, easy, bro. I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I'm telling
you, let's see
part.
Where this goes. I want to see where this goes then.
I'm with the gang. He's
John Ryan. You know how I go down.
JB. Yeah. Get him.
Nighttime, man.
We gonna always hit the niggas. Hit them hoes, hit the world.
No, go back. Run it back. We been.
Yeah. Yeah. Get him.
Nighttime, man.
We gonna always hit the niggas. Hit them hoes, hit the world. Know with that fire. Yeah. Hit him with some of that.
Word
up a little bit more.
Whoa.
There is only one solution.
I ain't going to stay out of
the institution.
Nighttime, niggas bodies dropping. If you listen, you can hear the pistols popping. I put that money to the north, goon the goblin. Goon the goblin. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Let's go to Rim first.
I'm going to go with a nah.
Hard
nah.
Damn.
Pause. No, you did a hard nah. I'm going to just go with it all, man.
Just play it
soon. Yeah.
Goons and Goblins, yeah.
That's pretty much played out. I think he's going to go be creative with it. But, yeah.
Nah.
Teddy.
Yeah, nah.
Nah. Nah, I got to pass. I gotta pass.
You passing on this one, okay. Yeah. I'm going with a no myself. That was pretty self-explanatory how bad that was.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to go ahead and
He was dead serious, though.
Yeah, he definitely was.
This one is from Hobson. He's dissing Kendrick Lamar and Kanye on this song.
Straight up, I want to hear
it. It's called I like Hop Hobson, is man. Back.
I like some of his stuff. He sound like Eminem.
He does, though.
Older Slim Shady.
I'm not feeling them Eminem's new songs.
Modern Family is now on USA Network.
We talk about that. I think we should play one of those. I think we should do that one of those for Raw. No, we got to do one with Family.
Now really, on 5
Monster.
Days a week. Is that pretty nice?
On USA Network.
We can play it. Okay.
Hit niggas, hit hoes, hit the world.
I like that.
No.
I like that as a Yo Gotti and J. Cole track.
Oh, yeah. I put it on my page.
I ain't heard that either.
I like this Action Bronson and Alchemist track.
All right, should we come on?
It's finna come on. We just waiting on the guys.
If I don't need an out of sleep, should I give a heck about what she believes?
That was what I was doing.
And
she wasn't.
So,
remember that game with Kobe?
That's Hobson, man. That's Hobson. Hey!
Yo, Hobson! Hey, yo, Hop! Hey, what's good, dog? I was just watching you cut like 3 weeks ago. That's so dope to like see you in real life.
Hey, you're
right. You're a little bit taller, though.
Hey, but
guys, I made you hot. Like, I helped that. I helped your engine. You feel me? I'm a part of your success. I'm a fan, so I see what you should be doing.
I mean, he's a real fan.
I follow your career.
Hey, that's little dude, Kanar from The Wire.
They're not pushing you.
They're even my Wire fans.
Yeah, you don't.
Put out some hot stuff. What's going on? That's what I don't care.
Oh, yeah,
like
it's Kanar.
9-10 months to put a single out.
Yeah,
that's
man,
okay.
That's
I'll wait.
Cool.
It's cool. We can take a picture. Come on. What are you doing? Put your hand down. Get the picture. You don't like pictures with fans?
That's super high fire.
How are you doing?
Now you don't know the fans. You don't want to spend that wrong no more?
That's
real
hip
hop. You just got your money and moved out the hood. You changed, man. You changed. You've been knitting. Like, get your goddamn Mr. Rogers sweater. PBS cartoon. Get your goddamn.
Like, what are you doing? Like, who are you?
Who's doing? Like, look at you, man. What are you doing? Like, you don't even deserve a point. Give me it.
Your bullshit, come on for that. Someone tell these motherfuckers that Hop is back. I got my do-rag on with my fitted sitting on it. Now I'm ready to fuck the game up, nigga. They can get it.
They can get it.
You can get it.
You can get it.
Y'all can get it.
It really doesn't matter, nigga.
Yeah, the Dark Knight's in his bitch. Without the mask and cape, I'm acting apeshit. Faggot, embrace it. I just got validation on my ass whooping ticket. I'm that amazing. It's my mad invasion. It's smashing brains in my fucking pen and paddles anxious. All these haters who mad and be nagging at me.
We need to let him write for Eminem.
You said he needs to?
If he wrote this shit in Eminem, spit it.
Is it his voice, you think?
His whole rhyme scheme is Eminem's old rhyme scheme.
The whole thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's hard to master because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah.
Like just the way he put his words together and just the validation, smash your face and that's it, like that kind of basket case and with like all that boom, 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 syllables, dude.
On my ass whooping ticket, I'm that amazing. It's my mad invasion, it's smashing brains in my fucking pen and paddles anxious. All these haters who mad and be nagging at me, I flip they ass off like an acrobat on a trapeze. And I be lashing back like a Shaq attack on these rap beats. You thought that I was done with completely being an ass.
Please.
Don't think you raw just cause you got success. I love to cut your ass so many times you look like you was nodding yes. I'm the only child that my mom regrets. Probably best that you don't buy my album. Save your money, yo, do not invest.
Your bullshit, come on for that. Someone tell these motherfuckers that Hop is back. I got my do-rag on with my fitted sitting on it. Now I'm ready to fuck the game up, nigga. They can get it.
They can get it.
You can get it.
You can get it.
Y'all can get it.
All right. Let's go with Teddy first.
I don't know, man. I think I'm going to give this one an or. I like it, but I'm not thrilled.
Yeah.
It's cool.
What about you, Daniel?
Like, it was cool. I probably wouldn't listen to it again. You know, I was like, it's weird because he's saying he back, but he never was really here to begin with. You know, I was like, you a new artist and you're saying you back. So it's just like.
Hop's been out for a while, though.
I've heard
what Dan saying, though. Like,
you never heard that Tech N9ne song that was real big, though, with Tech N9ne?
Yeah.
Oh damn, that was a dope song though.
If you gotta go back and say you ever heard of Tech N9ne song, then he ain't been out.
No. That Tech N9ne song was real popular. It was him, B.O.B. and Hobson on it.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty tight.
Yeah, that was a real popular song though. I forgot the name of it though, like Deranged or something like that. But Javon,
I'm gonna give it an R. I thought it was cool. Like I say, I mean, with it being M old style, like you know, I grew up on M,
yeah.
And like I'm a huge old like Slim Shady M fan. So with that, I give him an R because I feel like if you're gonna use it, like kind of do your own thing with it too, like how Michael Jordan uses or Kobe uses Michael Jordan moves, but he also adds his own little umph to it. You know, I think Hobbs needed because this sounds like a straight Slim Shady LP song, like, or Marshall Mathers LP song.
Yeah, it sounds like I heard the song before.
What'd you think, D?
I'm gonna go to Or. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing that I really, you know, be feeling like that. But it was cool. Okay. Let's go. Yeah, go to. We'll add one in real quick though. We're gonna do Eminem Monster. It's featuring Rihanna, right?
Yeah, Eminem Monster featuring Rihanna. This is a new cut off of the Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah, so it's November 5th.
November 5th. Yeah, man.
In the scope, Shady Records.
Yeah, I mean, I fuck with M, man, just cause you know it's M and things like that. But yeah, so I guess y'all haven't heard this yet, so.
Your mother, you fucking faggot.
No, that was that's Everlast diss. It's the one, it's right that one. There it is.
I remember that.
Yeah. Commercial.
These games are looking kind of dope, though.
Yeah, they Battlefield 4 look cool. Yeah. Oh, this is Call of Duty Ghost right here.
Is it for PS4?
This PS3 right here.
It's for all of them.
Call of Duty Ghosts. Oh, Xbox.
You know, they got the reserve for Xbox. Ooh, and Assassin's Creed. Bonus map. Got a piece of. They got a dude that's second in command.
I'm friends with the monster.
A pirate ship, but you can play as a dude second in command. And he's a black dude that's free from slavery.
Yeah.
Oh, with the new what the
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed Black Flag. His name's Adewale.
And you play as that dude. Uh-huh. That's your main character. If you play that, you can't play.
It's
it.
Like a portion of the game.
Okay. All right, let's go with this.
All right, here's the sound of my bed.
Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy. Crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too, and wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh-wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep. Going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause I'm
friends with the monster.
It's definitely pop. Set up for a pop. So this is set up for the pop radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I give it an or.
I'm going to give that one an or, too.
What about you, Ted?
Congrats. I give that one.
What about
you? Yeah, or it got Rihanna on it. So
yeah,
it's,
you definitely like it'd be on Z1077, yeah, like, yeah, automatically, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was
I like that Love You the Way You Lie, though, was the shit, though. Like, I know it was real poppy, though, but I like that song.
Dude,
though.
I wish M would go back, Kanye, too, go back and just use a lot of underground producers, guys who actually got that grimy hip hop sound that they had when they first came out. Lupe
beats been like boring lately.
It's like I don't know where they been going with this.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I don't know. I guess you get hit a certain level. It's like, man, your resources.
I don't think it's the resources, dog.
I think they just get tired of doing the same stuff. You know what I mean?
I mean, you ain't been doing the same stuff for years. So it's kind of like going back to your essence and doing what made you. It's like, man, why
maybe
not?
He's just not the driver no more. Like Lupe says, like, the reason why he does what he do is just he just feels more of a political move now. It's not if he on the stage.
Political beats.
Yeah, they're very political beats. You're correct.
All right, next up we have Lil Bibby out of Chicago featuring King Louie. It's called How We Move. First, for the record, Lil Bibby does not look like his voice. For the record, for anybody, though, he looks nothing like his voice.
Okay.
His voice sounds like he's 55, but he's 17. Okay, y'all think I'm playing? You're not even thinking, like, there's no way this is him, his voice. You think he's lip syncing.
Get a name off me. Trust me, you don't want that beef. His body's on that heat. And the feet last nigga that tried it.
He's charging his up right now.
Oh, yeah, I definitely need that, man.
Alright, what's up? Real, what you got?
I can't get with it. I mean, it's alright. There's too much stuff right now sounding like that. 72 beats per minute with the 808 and the super fast hi-hat.
Who was the first person to start doing that you remember producing one?
There's lots of down south. I mean, even before like the 8-volume JG stuff, that was just a sound that came from the south, but it's like everybody doing it now. I'm tired of that.
Javon?
I'm going to give it an or. You know, I could see myself, you know, like I said, we going to something, you going to the club too, with your partners and shit. Like, I'll rock with it. So I'm going to give it an or. For that type of song, like, I wouldn't play this on my own, though. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in my car and my nigga got it on, I'll rock with it. But, you know.
All right, what about you, Dan?
Man, everybody who put out a video from Chicago dies the next week. So I'm going to say RIP to Lil Bibby in advance.
I said Lil Bibby in advance.
Yo. It's cool. Right, Lil Reese, Lil Durk, all them cats, all these songs sound the same. So, I sneaked that in there. It was cool. It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I'm gonna give it an or. It was just cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like the fact that he looked like he's 17, but his voice is 55 year old man. That's what I'm with.
Swallowing cigarette ash for 5 years.
He won't be around much longer though.
Because he's Chicago.
All them dudes dies, man.
You just go in Chicago. It's just an amount of time before you get shot.
Every time I see one of these videos, I pop.
You said an RIP for him early.
Yeah, next week. Every
what about
time.
You, Teddy? You saw an or?
I'm gonna go ahead and give it an or. I like if it was on the radio, I'd probably let it ride, but I'm not gonna go purchase it.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have K Camp featuring Quani Cash. It's called Money, Baby. Hold on. Are they flossing? Shut up. Shut up. No, stop it. Are they flossing in a Hyundai?
Was it a tape deck?
Yes.
That means
that's a rental car. That's why ain't no license plate on the front.
No, I mean they just got it.
Are they trying to be funny, I think?
Yeah, that's probably what it is, man. We got to see it.
No, I got
to. No,
that
nigga said just like
let,
this.
I got it.
Let that buffer, yo.
He gave the choo-choo train move, dog.
Like I think they trying to be funny, though.
Yeah, probably like they coming up, you know.
Yeah, they coming up. I think it is supposed to be like they coming up, like we came up.
Yeah, that's that.
That still is dope, though.
The iPhone costs more than that car.
though.
Got that slower buffer though.
Yeah, they do. At time, but sometimes it move fast. Sometimes it's
you
slow.
You think it might be on YouTube?
That's what I'm saying. Let me see. What is up with his outfit?
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say, what's up with that tech tab, bro?
Like Trinidad James,
yeah,
brother.
Trinidad
James.
We do have a song for Trinidad James on here to feature.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
I kind of like this song already, though. Something.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling it from the heart, you know.
I mean, the build-up is cool, but we got. I'm like, come on, don't let me down, because I mean,
you doing a lot of build-up.
Yeah, this build-up.
Yeah. They got like a RG3 build-up.
Yeah, they got video for us. It's odd down there.
This shit's called Money, babe. They look like it might be live.
Yeah, let's go to the top one. We just play the regular one. We just played it. We just wanted the video. We had a song always.
Big Fruit. What was it say? Free. What the fuck is that?
Oh, produced by Big Fruit, yeah.
Big Fruit.
That's what it said.
Money, baby.
Nah, that but the other one must be like a revised version because the bass is nearly as good.
Whoa.
I like smoking weed, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride.
Those things too.
I like my cup full, I like turning up. And I like brand new shit, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby. Taking niggas hoes, but I stopped doing that. So once I hit her with that dick, she don't know how to act. Blowing up a nigga phone, can you please fall back? Hey Lord, just leave me alone, I ain't got time for that. I like good weed, I like bad bitches that can roll it up. And a rider that's gonna hold me down no matter what.
Stay down.
Sipping good, so please don't worry about what's in my cup.
It's not yours.
And she on them drugs, so yeah, you know she down.
Not yours, baby.
These ad-libs,
you know,
it's
not yours. You know, these ad-libs are getting out of control, though, with different ad-libs, though. With like,
yeah. Me. She's sucking me. Not you.
Not you. Right. It might be your mama.
Ad-libs.
You said you like the mad lives?
Yeah, you're killing it.
So you going raw then?
Yeah. Yeah. I mess with money, baby. Shout out money, baby.
All right, Teddy.
We need a raw. We need a raw.
I can't.
We got a raw streak.
It's catchy, but that's.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with an or just because it's kind of catchy.
You would never listen to this ever again.
Nah, ever. But I mean, this
I'm downloading this as soon as
this
I get
song. Like, it was made for Future though. It's not like Future. Like everybody was doing that Future sound now. You know, what
it's
kind of
like the depressing auto tune.
Yeah. Right,
because T-Pain sound like more upbeat. His auto tune sound upbeat. Future sounds like depressing.
He got the expensive auto tune.
Right.
Yeah, it sound like you know I'm all fucked up.
I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm sick. Auto tune. All right, Rim.
I'm at the get at it. I give it an or because it's kind of, like y'all said, it's kind of catchy. But
I think the video, if we saw the actual full video,
the video
we might even like
go
it
down in
though,
the video
for some reason. Though, yeah, right. I don't know. I think the video might have been a little hyper.
I'm hitting YouTube when I get home. It's going down.
I'm gonna go with an or. It's cool, you know. Depressing T-Pain. This next one though is Migos, which is the dudes Versace.
Yeah, rich niggas.
Featuring Riff Raff and Trinidad James.
That sounds about
three,
right.
Three of the gimmickiest motherfucking people in
shout
the last
Migos.
Year and a half on one track. This is a brilliant fucking idea. Whoever came up with this is brilliant. Yeah.
Migos.
And it's called Jumping Out the Gym. The name of the song.
Man, that's my joint.
See, nigga. There's levels to this money shit, right? You a Rocket League nigga. Migo gang nigga. We some NBA niggas.
DJ, DJ.
Jumping.
Jumping. jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym. No Clyde Drexler money, jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym. No Dominique money, jumping out the gym. Gone. Money above the rim. Burberry Tim.
What else?
Bam, jumping out the gym. No Sean Kim. Back then she ain't want me. Now I got a salty. Cause she seen your Quavo flex the skirt and I asked her money. Hurricane wrist. Watch your Quavo break the pot.
This is a bad version of this song.
Yeah, I mean, this in the video, what is this?
This is the wrong version of this song.
I
got a lobby bumping this all the time. This ain't the right song.
No, you don't.
Dude,
no, you don't. You're lying.
This is the wrong version.
There's no way possible that you do.
Telling you, when you hear the other version.
That's it, probably that one.
You just going to have to go to the regular beat one.
Yeah, go back.
Because this is behind the scenes. Yeah, let's go back to the... Yeah, the second one. Yeah, right there, yeah. So send that James verse, ridiculous.
I want to hear Riff Raff.
As a matter of fact, let's pass forward to Riff Raff.
It's a legal game, we in the field. Yo.
Off. Don't get mad at me cause I smash your bitch, then I pass up like Chris Paul. Hell nah, I don't need no label. 100 bands just sitting on the table. Play car so good in the hood, I don't go kill shit, dog gang in the cater. Jumping out the gym, jumping out the gym. No Clyde Drexler money, jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym, jumping out the gym. No Dominique money, jumping out the gym.
Your ball with the crease. She look who it is, the white Dominique. Dominique Wilkin, more dough than Homer Simpson. I can ball and tell more stories than that Rumpelstiltskin.
He bounce
out of shine, but I still diamond glisten. One wheel twisting, mysterious roof miss. 40K on wrist, and I'm balling fifth. Out of shot, more jumpers than that Paul Pierce. I'm Kevin Garnett. Except I don't even break a sweat. I'm flying Learjet, hourglass clear jet. Me and Migos stack casino. DJ Drama. We on vacation with skyscraping in East Bahama.
Jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym. No Clyde Drexler money. Jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym.
A gym with chain, push out like a Rumble Dujah ball. I lay it all like Nate Archibald. 21 bands on me, Dominique. Shoot a nigga lights out, put the P. And I call.
That's not
sure
that again?
No, that's some other dude.
That's the other Migos nigga?
Yeah, the one that's in jail. One of them in jail. There's only two out of jail right now. The one
of them
is three. The one in the middle is
in the paint with the white George Jerk. Got lead cushion, leopard. It's still over the whole 3-5. You go cover up my eyes. Shoot jump shot like Brent Barry. Cop cover, just a terror. And if a nigga try to take my cab, no pass the trouble, we ready.
Jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym.
More funny.
No Clyde Drexler money. Jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym. No Dominique money. Jumping out the gym.
Out the gym, straight to Lindic. How I do it, nigga. Got a plug down to Louis. Don't even use it, nigga. Got a plug in every city for my shoes, nigga. Walk in the store with straight cash, nigga. No issue. They like TJ. Damn, my nigga. You a real nigga, bro. That's why we fuck with you. My reply is always humble, nigga. Never brag.
Raw, just off a Riff Raff part. He don't. That one part that he
don't
wrote.
Don't even break his foot. He don't.
Like somebody in the background and he don't. But no, man, I'm going with a no, man. That was some bullshit, man.
I'm gonna go with a no too, man.
That was some bullshit.
Yeah. I'm like,
that's a no. It's a remix to that song though. That's way different from that though.
So what is this then?
That's the one on the
album.
Yeah,
I got a remix to that song that's way better. That's why when I first heard it, I was like, damn, that ain't the song. But nah, I ain't like that one, though. That's enough Teddy. For though.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with a no.
Realm?
No.
All right, next up is the Don, Ice Cube, with his new track.
What's that, Sasquatch?
It's called Sasquatch. It's new Ice Cube.
West Side, right on time.
I think we spotted him.
Yeah.
I mean,
get it shook. Out in Japan, they call me Godzilla. Up in Africa, King Kong Gorilla. Michael Joe Jackson used to call me Thriller. All my enemies swear I'm Attila. Vietnam vet, burn down your villa. Captain Crunch screams, serial killer. Out in Oak Town, I'm a fucking pirate. Think I'm Rodney King? We can start a riot. To a fat bitch, I'm a fucking diet. You a solitary, I'm peace and quiet. This a nightmare, on Elm Street. Just a runaway, where the pimps be. You's a thirsty man, I'm so empty. At your funeral, no sympathy.
Alright.
I'm gonna give it an or.
You gonna go an or?
Yeah.
You gonna or? Teddy?
I'm gonna give that a raw. Oh, maybe it's the video that I liked. But I was kind of digging.
Yeah, it was a video.
Javon, you said it was a video. Daniel.
Ice Cube, enigma to me, man, because back in the day, his lyrics were so hard, and now they're so simple, but I'm always on Bump Q, though. I'm always on Bump Q.
Hey, that Laugh Not Cry Later was one of the most underrated albums of that year.
Death Certificate, that's my favorite album of all time. That's why I was like.
All right, Reminisce.
Nah.
Javon, break down this real quick. I'm gonna go with Raw because I'm a Don Mega fan. I'm a Q to the heart.
I bump Q.
I don't like when the old heads, you know what I'm saying, the veterans, they adopt that new Southern flow.
You think that's the Southern flow? That sound like the regular Don Mega flow.
That sound like some Q to me.
I agree with Ram.
Like that Laugh Now Cry. Yeah. What was that You gotta have some nuance to your beats.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know what today like. They sound silly when they do it.
Okay. Okay. Javon, break this down. What's going on with Lupe and A-Verb?
I'm trying to find it again, but Lupe had tweeted A-Verb. He told him A-Verb killed somebody in a
rap battle.
Yeah, I guess Wordsmith or somebody.
Wordsmith. Like, you know what Wordsmith is, right? The dude used to be on a.
I want to say he said he killed. I don't know if it was Wordsmith.
You talking about Wordsmith or Wordsworth
is what I'm thinking about.
Wordsworth.
It's Word. I want to say he said Word something, but I don't know what's going on, but I can't. My phone ain't loading up. So, Lupe tweeted him and said, you killed so and so, but give Hitman Holla his hand gestures back. That's what he said. He kind of laughed at it. He was being silly.
He was trying to diss him, though.
He put a smiley face and shit. But then A-Verb tweeted Lupe back. He said, "That's all good, but don't you ever tweet me, no." And he said, "Don't you ever tweet this to me again." He's going to tweet this. He's going to put an arrow with a smiley face.
That's what's up, though. A-Verb is still growing and doing his thing, man. We got to get Hitman on here, though. On the show. What we got left? Is that it for Raw Now? Oh, okay. That was it for Raw Now, man. We going any other music that y'all want people to be checking out before we go to break?
Let me see.
Is Rim you coming up with a mixtape soon for everybody to check out? We have a mix show coming up, so he's gonna have his mix coming up.
Anything
soon.
From Tef Poe, MC Keem from St. Louis. I'm gonna give a shout out to a lot of guys in St. Louis who I know of. They can rhyme their ass off. A-Verb, Keem, Tef Poe, Rocky, Rockwell Knuckles.
That this is dope.
Corey
is dope,
Black.
White Owl,
Black
Spade,
Indiana Rome, El Gifted, Indiana Rome, Vandalism. It's a lot.
NATO.
Murphy Lee, Nelly. Just check out
Fresco Kane, even
Fresco Kane. Yeah, so check out all of them.
Tiffany Fox.
Yeah, check out anybody from St. Louis showing love. So check out all of the names I just named. If you can't remember them, just rewind it
and just Google at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're going
to
do.
All right, we're finna get ready to go to break. We got our last segment. We out of here straight out low cash. Straight out of low cash.
I dream of your nights, daytime too. Like someone slipped me something, not something you. Almost walked into a wall. Imagining your embrace, had to snap myself out of the thought of your lips and the heavenly taste. And the sensation is real, the blood rushes into each place as if you were here. Elevating me to cold dilation, heartbeat racing. This
division. Got me afraid of the rapture's turning inside of me. Got me afraid of what I'm gonna do if I get you to see. Got me afraid of you. So fine, sometimes I forget to breathe. Got me afraid that wherever you are is where I have to be. Faces are fading, replaced with yours. Bodies are changing into your beautiful form. Hope to feel your pulse beating inside mine. Want you to press against me like if you don't, you'll die. And the sensation is real. The blood rushes into each place as if you were here. Love it and need to cause agitation. Heartbeat erasing. Got me afraid of the rapture stirring inside of me. Got me afraid of what I'm gonna do if I get you to see. Got me afraid of you. You're so fine, sometimes I forget to breathe. Got me afraid that wherever you are is wherever I have to be. You must speak into the moon, cause when you're up and out and full, I could be anywhere, I feel the pull. Whispering to my ocean, chlorine nectar flowing into my spine. And this is what I'm afraid of. The rapture stirring inside of me. Got me afraid of what I'm gonna do if I get you to see. Got me afraid of you. You're so damn fine, sometimes I forget to breathe. Got me afraid that wherever you are, you're wherever I have to be. Wherever you are, is wherever I have to be. Wherever you are, is wherever I have to be.
Wherever you are,
wherever you are.
This is gonna be major. The major, I guess, last couple topics is: did you hear about the woman who cut her, rip her son's scrotum off?
I didn't even
read that. This bitch is ridiculous.
And then taped it back on.
I ain't even read it, dog. Like, yeah.
And super glued it back on.
Yeah, that's
I
sad.
I didn't even.
You didn't even want to even go there.
No, I didn't. The promise of God. I'm like, I saw the little head, and I'm like, I ain't gonna read it.
Like, yeah. I'm cool.
Yeah, I mean, just not because of the act.
This is why her husband's at work or something, right? She did it, right?
So what? She didn't rip it off.
She tore it. Yeah.
She tore it. There's a laceration in there. She tried to. She saw the blood.
Why? How did she rip it? The wall. Like,
she
why?
She grabbed him.
Like grabbed him by the balls. Like
pulled him across the carpet.
So like he was in trouble or something. Like come here.
I guess she said she was.
Man. Like that right there.
I just don't understand. Like what.
So like, what is it the first thing? Why is it the first thing you fucking grab for?
I mean, you don't know what the fuck was going on, man. I just the fact.
Something crazy.
Mad at the daddy. She super glued. Had to stop bleeding. I just feel so bad for this little boy. Yeah. Not only did she lacerated. She's tried to put paper towels on there. Put alcohol on it.
Shit.
Yeah, that was torture, man. That was a sad
bleeding,
story.
And when the super glue. Stopped, put paper towels in there, super glued, and sent to the bed even though there's blood coming from down there.
Little boy was in the bed crying when the dad came home.
And what do you do? Because this is his wife.
Damn. I had to be in jail that night.
You'd be you'd whooped your wife.
You had to do that.
I ain't gonna lie. Like you say, Rim, I got a 6-year-old, so I'm with Rim. I would have had to go to jail. That would have been the night I went to jail, and y'all would have been like,
Javon beating up on his.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I would have had. I would apologize, but I'd have been like, hey, I blacked out. I don't know.
He's
Not just a lot on it.
His scrotum got ripped, dude. Man, I'm talking about this hard. That's why I ain't read it. Yeah. Super glue. So she could have messed him up for life where he might not, I'm saying, here's a chance he can't have kids. I'm saying, possibly if she messes organs up like that at that young of an age.
Yeah, it's done for him. So think about what if he, like, I was the one to be a girl anyway.
Shut up.
I'm going to be quick. All right, next topic. Which one? I was thinking about Tupac when I read this headline. And if he's smiling from heaven, Jimmy Hitchman gets life in prison.
I thought he already had life. That's why I was like.
No. They got Jimmy Hitchman. Life.
Remember
Tupac said, give me Jimmy Hitchman. I'm going to get you Jimmy Hitchman. Yeah. But
Jimmy Hitchman was on the run for like 2 weeks. Remember when they was looking for him? So it's just like.
He also used to be the gang's manager.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, what did he get life in prison for?
Selling dope through like FedEx.
Straight up.
The music was
a cover up.
Yeah, the music was a cover. He ran a fucking cocaine ring.
Yeah, he had like $11 million a year.
So he was using like when they were shipping music instruments and shit like that.
He was putting coke in
the trumpet.
What?
Yeah.
In the CD.
So Tupac is like, I finally got you, motherfucker. You in jail?
Right.
Because he's the one supposedly set up Tupac. At the Quad Studio shoot when he got popped, six times? Nine times. They shot me 9 times, real niggas.
No,
don't die.
Five.
Shot me 5 times?
He got shot five times.
Okay. No, that was
50 Cent.
50 Cent they got shot
nine. 9 times, okay. Damn, I can't keep up with everybody how many times they get shot.
Right, niggas, too many getting shot. We getting shot. So we gotta count the shit.
All right. Rapid fire ones a little bit. Guys escaped jail on forged documents. They was murderers. They got out of jail on documents they signed and just walked out of prison.
That was tight.
Just walked out.
Yeah.
Damn.
They're like, oh, damn, you getting off parole? Yeah, I'm off.
They caught them, though.
Yeah, they caught them. Yeah, but it was out for 2 weeks or so, right?
But they were saying
And they caught them in a motel room.
Yeah.
Not together, was it?
Together.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
In a bed?
No, I don't know if it's in a bed or not.
Oh, man, come
But I'm
on,
just saying,
man.
Though, like, y'all dude, you got away, though, jail. And y'all ain't even moved away from each other, though?
But the crazy thing was they trying to figure out how many more people got away like that.
That they just don't know about.
Yeah, they were the first people
that
caught.
They probably not heard, like.
It's always the one it's not the first people that do it to get caught. Yeah.
Yeah, it did look like him.
Everybody was already even sleeping together.
Yeah, what is y'all doing there?
That's what they were introduced to.
Let's throw down the other dude.
We got away.
I think it's another other dude.
Why did they split up, though? You know what I'm saying?
Why did you? You got to go back.
I couldn't believe they all four just chilled in the hotel room afterwards.
Let's celebrate. One of them probably had a place to go, but the other one probably was like, man, damn, my people ain't going to let me come back over there.
His people's the one who told them.
Yeah, that's the other dude right there.
They're like. They called. Was like, they ain't supposed to be out ever.
Oh, they got life?
Yeah.
They already had life. Yeah. When they escaped, they already had life.
So, they sent them a letter.
No chicks.
They sent them the family, like, you know, they been released. So, the family called back, like, what? Y'all made a mistake.
I know y'all ain't let Ray Ray out.
they probably.
Oh, Ray Ray, $37.
They probably scared. Like,
no, I'm talking about the family.
Yeah. If they called in and let them know, like, that Ray Ray supposed to be out. He got life.
Right, he got life in prison.
Yeah, life is this short? Life is 15 years.
Ray
Ray
was writing them, like, I'm going to get y'all. He's like, yeah, right. You ain't going to get us.
Talking all
shit.
Y'all
not putting it on my books. Y'all don't do shit for me.
Yeah, what? Outside of the inside. He inside the penitentiary, but outside of having a recreation, right? No, he out. He out the gates.
He's coming home.
Uh-oh. Let me make this call. Do y'all have tranquilizer darts and shit like that there? Because y'all going to have to hit this big nigga.
Yeah, he probably at that Motel 6. Oh, shit.
Y'all see Lupe and Donald Glover battle going back and forth with each other?
Yeah.
No, but then they're back again at it last week.
Oh, I didn't see it last week.
Donald Glover did an interview with The Breakfast Club on Power 101. And he's like, and he said Lupe is, you know, real, like, he was like this real suspect for him to be doing that and doing all them tweets or whatever. So then Lupe responds with these tweets. Hold on. You have to pull it over. I'm off the net. He pulls up these. He responds to Charles Gambino, aka Donald Glover.
He said, "Yeah, he was saying that Donald Glover don't ever do no songs with niggas."
Yeah. That was the original thing, though. But then,
he said he don't do songs with black people. Do songs with niggas.
So then, he says, "Lupe Fiasco, a hoe at." This is Chief Keef, the original tweet. When remember Lupe was like, "I'm scared of him" or something. Lupe Fiasco is a hoe ass nigga. And when, without a H, W-E-N, I see him, I'm going to smack him like the bitch he is, 300.
That was 300. What day was that?
That was
the summer.
September 5th, 2012.
Yeah, okay.
That was last year.
Then Charles Gambino tweets, Lupe Fiasco, a whole ass nigga. And when I see him, I'm going to smack him like the bitch he is. Because he recopied that tweet.
Yeah.
And reset it because Lupe was talking about him in a tweet, supposedly. And then, so Lupe responds again. This is to say a nigga sneak diss is like a sneak diss. Cut it out, Donald Glover. I don't sneak diss. I diss Donald Glover, nigga. I mean Afro-American. Then Lupe goes, oh, and I watch more anime than you, smiley face.
He said what?
I watch more anime than you. Yeah.
Lupe is going fucking crazy.
That's kind of funny.
He been crazy ever since the re-election thing. We kept performing the same song over and over again.
Yeah. Oh, going off his damn rocker, man. And then his fans are crazy too. You still a fan of Lupe like that, where you like, I'm buying his shit like that and I'm supporting him like that, you crazy too.
I'm a fan of Lupe too, right?
But you like his music, but are you fucking with these last album like and shit like that? The Food and Liquor 2, that album was horrible.
I got Food and Liquor 2. I got it.
Did you buy it pay it for it?
Yeah, I paid for it. But Food and
Liquor. Are you crazy then?
Food and Liquor was cool too. Food and Liquor was cool too.
Ladies is alright.
The last one, the Food and Liquor 2 was whack.
Food and Liquor 2 was alright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the Food and Liquor too, yeah.
For the people was cool. What was the other one?
Lasers.
Lasers,
but he dropped the mixtape in between.
Lasers is horrible.
Oh, yeah. Where he was going over the river.
Yeah.
I just think his beats, lyrically, but his beats.
Piece of horror.
Yeah.
All right, our last topic for tonight, though, on the main one.
That Lupe and that Rick Ross, that poor niggas rich decisions, that was hard.
Oh yeah. And that song with him, I forgot who it is. It's him, Too Short, and Snow the Prophet is pretty dope too.
Yeah, if he get on other people beats, he cool.
Yeah. Last one, these racist Halloween costumes, man. Y'all see the one
that's
with the Trayvon
shit.
Martin?
Bullshit,
dude. I think they taking it too far. Like, but you. You see, I mean, it's cool.
They don't do this in front of black people. They do it in the parties.
Black people do it to themselves.
With the one girl with the noose on her neck.
That shit was crazy.
What the fuck
crazy,
was she thinking?
That's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, with the noose around her neck.
She went to a white party and was letting it in white people pull on it. Yeah.
Put a noose on her, yeah. You ain't seen that? Yeah, putting a noose on her neck. That's fucking crazy.
That is pretty funny,
not
though.
It's like a real noose. It's like a real heavy rope news, like, dude,
like
she went to
real got hung,
like she went to a shed and got a noose that was just happened to be laying out of the shed.
Where you seen it at?
The noose from picture thing. Yeah. Hold up, it was on Media Takeout.
Yeah, it was on Media Takeout.
I'm like, come.
Nah, she was dressed like
she
a
was. Yes,
she was. She dressed like an Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
it was Aunt Jemima. That's not a slave.
She had a real black chick. Was like, she dark skin. Yeah.
If she
it's not a bitch in blackface.
If she would have been at a black party, it would have been pretty cool.
No, wearing a noose?
Yeah, obviously she
Oreo. At the white party, kind of extreme.
Nah, even at a black party, you wear a noose. I'm going to be like, what the fuck wrong with you? Like, what the fuck white you got a noose?
Yeah.
It's white people doing it.
Yeah, the white party. That
it was another party, too, with some high fashion designers where they went to. It was a Halloween party. They all dressed up, all white people dressed up in blackface.
Yeah.
I'm like, sometimes some white folks can't wait for that opportunity
And they use it as Halloween.
Yeah, and they use it like, I'm just wanted, you know. And the theme for the when they dressed up as blackface, the theme for the party was an Africa party. Like, you know, you just. And some
who did it was an Africa party? Where was that at? Is that the one in Europe?
It might have been, South America. I want to say it might have been Australia.
And they did an Africa party.
Yeah, but like African, but some of the white folks, they, you know, they, it was, some of it was cool, it was tasteful. You know, they, like, there was a cool one.
It's wearing some kente cloth and a hat.
Yeah, something like that. Then some of the white folks, I saw a dude had straight had on a gorilla outfit.
A gorilla.
A gorilla. Like a real gorilla. I'm like, gorillas, like ain't no gorillas. That, like, that's not their native land, right?
I know baboons.
Baboons, chimpanzees, stuff like that.
I think that shit's in the jungle,
yeah,
right?
But, like, yeah, like gorillas.
Yeah, that's
more
South
so,
America.
Like, South,
America,
South,
stuff
South
like,
America.
Yeah.
Chile. So, I'm like, you just went out of your way to just make an animal.
Well, be in Africa.
Right, I'm going to put a gorilla here in Africa.
He said, what you going on? He's like, yeah, I'm going as an Aborigine. What about you? Oh, I'm going as Nelson Mandela. What about you? Yeah, I'm finna go be a gorilla. What?
You sure that's not racist?
No, there's gorillas in Africa, right? Steve.
There's gorillas in St. Louis.
Google it.
Chimp.
Yeah, they got chimpanzees in Africa. Yeah. Chimpanzees, chimps.
Here it is right here, though. Here's the picture right here with the girl with the noose on right here.
I gotta see that.
Hey, Ram, here she go right here. The picture with the girl with the noose.
It was creative.
What?
Oh, shit. So, unless you got a white person pulling on it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, you're going to die.
Ha ha, nigger.
He loving it, too. He's like, yeah. Yeah.
I'd go for real if I could.
This bitch going to die tonight.
That nigga's Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers killing Aunt Jemima.
Dude, that's when that when you call, when you just ain't even black.
Did y'all
no
see
more
she got, and then
man.
Y'all chip off, she got
a
bill of cotton.
She killed it with the cotton.
She got a bill of cotton right there.
She killed it with the cotton bar.
Hey, why do that?
That's completely unnecessary.
But what I'm saying, like, even in a
hey,
black
she made
woman,
me
black
to
people,
take her.
Be like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, you know what I'm saying? You doing that for real?
You know, niggas like, going to be laughing like a motherfucker.
Are you a fool for that?
Oh, she's totally. I want to know the story behind it. I can't find it. I kept trying to like look around. And
well, who
was
her Twitter? I want to know her Twitter name.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. I can't find no information.
Hey,
about
bitch.
It. Right. Bitch, you like nooses. But yeah, this Trayvon shit. It's like
that Trayvon was pretty bad.
I just feel like at times.
But you know them. You know they was Trayvon.
Yeah,
you know,
Trayvon.
Like,
yeah, planking and stuff.
Did y'all see the South Park version of Trayvon Martin?
I heard it was real risque though. I heard it was real.
I heard it's on that thin line.
It,
because it's satirical, so you're not really sure like what if they're making fun of Trayvon or not.
Or George Zimmerman.
Because, so, it's basically Cartman gets into it. Well, Cartman starts having these dreams. Did y'all see World War Z?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be World War Z, but instead of zombies,
it's all
black
people.
People.
Oh, no.
But the reason why the reason why it's black people instead of zombies is because black people start raging because of the George Zimmerman case.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's like rioting.
Right, right. And so he keeps falling asleep. So he says he keeps thinking that it's going to kick off in South Park with Token, the only black dude in there. So he goes over here. He dresses up like Brad Pitt. He has a family and shit. He's like, oh, my God, it's starting. So he starts... So Cartman starts hijacking planes, but he's speaking in generalities about like, oh, there's this epidemic. Well, there's somebody on the plane. They were like, well, we just talked to the people in Denver. He was like, no, there's nobody. He's like, there's no Denver to go back to. So every time he flies to a different state trying to get to refuge from black folks,
he sees
he
more
crashes
black people.
The plane and keeps trying to tell people like the epidemic is spreading, and nobody knows that he's talking about black folks.
Oh, no.
It's just because he keeps calling it an epidemic. So then he gets to Florida. He was like, he starts talking to like some guy who went through an epidemic before. He's like, you got to kill Agent Zero, the ground of where it all started. He was like, that's Token. He's like, I got to grab a gun and go back to South Park and kill Token. He was like, no, there's one other place you can go that will kill it. He was like, where? He was like, in Florida. He was like, that he's like, I can just go up and kill somebody in Florida. He's like, yeah, as long as you can stand your ground. And he's like, so wait. All I gotta do is get him to threaten me, and I could kill him. He was like, "Yeah, stand your ground." He's like, "Great, I'm taking stand your." He said, "I'm taking a stand your ground law in Florida." So he goes to Florida, crashes a plane, rolls in some mud. He was like, "I'm gonna use this as camouflage to sneak up on George Zimmerman." So the FBI is at George Zimmerman's house, and this whole thing that Carmen started as far as like the epidemic started with Token. has hit like the airway. So the FBI at George Zimmerman's house was like, George, we need you again. We need you to take out another one. He was like, and George Zimmerman's like, I don't do that anymore. I gave that up. He was like, why, George? You're the best at it. Oh. So all of a sudden, you see Carmen darting back and forth behind this car. Trying to sneak up on George Zimmerman.
So he thinks it's a black dude on some shit.
So all of a sudden, George Zimmerman says, watch out! Pow! Shoots Carmen. Everybody was like, great! I didn't even see him coming! Good shot, George! Blah, blah, blah. He was like, it's all in line of duty. And then one of the FBI goes over there and picks him up, and the mud falls off. He was like, guys, this kid was white. And George Zimmerman was like, yeah, what? And then all of a sudden, you see the gavel go, guilty. And they electrocute the shit out of George Zimmerman. Like they keep dropping the hammer down on this motherfucker. South Park.
So Carmen was dead.
So no, he only got injured.
But still put him in electric.
They still executed him by electric.
That was better than watching it.
It was, dude. Oh, my dude.
His
description was great. Yeah,
dude,
was great.
I was crying. I was like, this shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a great job.
Yeah, but people got to stop these. But my whole thing is, if you wearing that and you doing blackface, you wanted to do it, don't say you didn't know what blackface means. You know what the fuck that shit means. You know it's fucked up. And if you really gangster, go on the north side or wherever black people are and just wear your outfit.
That's all I'm saying. Like, don't, if you're going to do it, let that be like a, I think first off, if you're going to get your ass whooped, we'll respect you more. Like, this dude was crazy. He came over here with this shit.
Matter of fact, people may not whoop your ass though, because they be like, "This motherfucker crazy."
Yeah, exactly.
This motherfucker, he must be strapped.
Yeah, he doing. Yeah, but yeah, you probably gonna get fucked up or shot for real though. So stop all the dumb shit, man.
Yeah, but yeah. So let's.
Well, they already admitted they were racist though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like all three of them were admitted racist. That's what the article was about. They were trying to, like, that dude has a fucking rap of the dude that's Trayvon. Has like a rap sheet of like breaking and entering, trying to rob motherfuckers. He's been in jail like 4 times. The chick is, they got like stuff on her on Twitter talking about, I forgot, it had something to do with like a Halloween costume or something like that. She did something in blackface. She said, but if I had done it in whiteface or something like that, you would call me a cracker or some shit like that. And then,
but the thing is, you can't. People always try to say cracker is racist. To, like,
no,
you know where cracker came from? They called a person who hit you on your back with a whip. Cracker. Somebody who cracked you on your back with a whip. So, no, that ain't got nothing to do with being racist, man. You know, I just think, you know, people being ignorant, man, that's what makes everybody else around. Like, especially with me, I look at some people like that, like, dude, they know, they got to know better. Like, come on, man, but... It don't get me that mad, but it does see them smile with the Trayvon situation. I'm like, you know, that could have been any of our kids, cousins, anything, man. And like, you know, to make a joke about it, like it don't mean nothing to you. It probably don't, but to us, you know, it was injustice. So I look at it differently than what they do. So that's all I'm saying. And if I was at the Halloween party, I'd have beat the fuck out of all three of them, her included.
Damn. Right after, but that's that why picture. They wouldn't do it at your party. A party
I'm
you was
talking
at,
about, dude. I would have tornado punched all three of them. At the same, it would have been one punch. It would have solved everything.
I'm waiting to see a situation where they like black man whips the shit out of white people's ass that wore blackface.
Right.
Because they ain't doing it in nowhere, or they happen to come to the wrong party. And it was like, I didn't know that Craig was coming.
Oh, you know what? That'd be a funny prank. We're just gonna fucking come in here and like Trayvon Nolo is at my friend's party or whatever. You know,
set them up.
And they come as some regular shit. They come as regular shit though when they show up.
No.
They come to a black party. They don't know what type of party is.
As Trayvon and stuff, thinking that they finna get one off. Like, hey man, where the outfit you wore last time? We finna go to this other party, right?
It's at the loft.
Hey. It's going to be at this place called, where the fuck is that? Oh, man, it's in a nice part of...
It's in Midtown.
Midtown, St. Louis.
It's right next to the Fox.
Yeah, it's pretty upscale crowd. But, yeah, man, we're going to fucking just, man...
I'm trying to win this contest. We'll win it.
Right, we are going to win it.
Super creative. You have the real blood?
They walk up. Hey, they get to that line in the loft, and they'll be like, oh, dude, what...
They wouldn't even pull up. As soon as they pulled up, drive past the loft.
The gangster part is they got to go in a taxi. So they just get out.
And get dropped off.
Oh. And get dropped off because they can't get in the back of the car.
You just see that dude try to wipe the blackface off on his hoodie hella fast.
this supposed to be mud. It's not. I'm supposed to fail. I'm Raggedy Ann.
I'm Sambo.
But this is another edition of Straight Outta Locast. Hey, Daniel, let everybody know where they can hit you up at.
STL on Fire on Twitter, on Instagram,
everywhere,
Facebook, everything. STL on Fire.
So what's the situation going on with the STL on Fire Radio? Let everybody know.
2014 Spring STL on Fire Radio. It's gonna be an app you download to your iPhone, smartphone. It's gonna play all the hot joints. It's still gonna let it, you know, what's going on in your city. Just something to get with the times. You know,
yeah.
Just sort of. Like a 2.0, but not a 2.0.
Got you.
Just a new version.
Okay. Ted, let everybody know where they catch you up at.
Yeah, 60SECMARATHON. Look out for another episode of Lando Cal coming up.
Yeah, another Lexo Lando. A lot of people was digging the last Lando Cal, man.
I'm with it.
A lot of people was digging it.
Hey, look, I'm going to have mine off the ground too, man. A lot of people been like, man, when the fuck is he going to do it? He's going to surprise y'all with it. It's coming, though. And, yeah, I got my show Class Clowns coming up December 14th. We're going to rock out at the Voce inside of Maurizio's. So if you are in St. Louis, make sure you come down. Man, I got my homeboy, LeVar Walker.
You got LeVar Walker coming.
LeVar, he's on the Shaquille O'Neal All-Star Comedy Tour. He's going to come through, man, and rock it out. And we got a whole bunch of other dope comics that's going to come through. So make sure y'all there.
All right. Rem, anything coming up?
Nah, you got to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, everything. DJ Reminisce 10.
Where everybody follow you at, too, Juwan?
They can follow me on. let me say it.
All right.
For real, they can follow me on Twitter. Cause I'm just I been here. So DJ Reminisce, I'm saying, you got anything coming up for the rest of the year? Nah, just. I don't know. Chilling.
My DJ party or something next week.
Right.
How was that Chief Keef song?
Would it get you up at Don't You Find?
Whack.
Might buy me a whack. Dog.
Whack.
Nah, they can hit me up on Twitter, man. At JOVANBIBS on Twitter. Javon Bibbs. Javon Bibbs.
And people keep hitting us up on our Twitter at StraightOLC on Twitter. Emails, we always appreciate them at StraightOLC. @gmail.com, as well as hitting us up on Facebook fan page, Straight Outta Locast, as well as Stitcher Radio. Give us comments on the iTunes, on Stitcher. Hit me up on Twitter at Dig Game, Instagram, Dig Game ISU. I'm trying to think anything. Oh, tweakedaudio.com, support our sponsors. You get 33% off. You put in the SOLC code. And free shipping, all that good stuff. And something else I'm missing, Ted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go download that baby money.
That baby money.
Oh, man.
Go download that baby money.
Yeah, that baby money.
Go get that.
Go get that. Wherever you at, go get that.
Please, white people, stop wearing blackface. Unless you wanted your ass whooped, though, man. Maybe we need to have people just wide around just on Halloween.
Looking in white areas. You got a black. Oh,
gas
no, we're making sure. Oh, no, he's cool.
Damn, the gas costs too much. Who, a black person, live in a white neighborhood that we can just use them as a station?
Shit.
And then just ride around in their car.
Nick Morris?
Yeah, Nick, you're right.
There we go. Yeah. But we'll be back next week on Straight Outta Locast. And well, Lando Cal coming back soon. We got a mix with Jim Riss coming soon. Is that going to be the East Coast mix?
Yeah. No, I'm probably going to do another one before that one.
Okay. So we got a couple of mixes. We got a lot of content, man. People really digging what we'll be putting out this content, man. You know, so we appreciate everybody, though. We'll be back next week.
Bum, 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 bum.